Listening Library presents Oracles of Delphi Keep by Victoria Laurie. Read for you by Susan Duerden. A New Orphan at Delphi Keep. Dover, England, September 1930. Ian Wigby sat on his cot, staring at the raging storm just beyond his window. It seemed that Lady Lightning and Master Thunder were having another argument, or so the headmistress, Madame Dimbleby, liked to say. "That old married couple," she would tell the children. "Lady Lightning and Master Thunder sometimes have arguments, as married couples often do. Lady Lightning likes to keep her husband, Master Thunder, in line, you see, so she zaps him a good sting every now and again. But the master won't have it, and he roars back at her. Give them a few hours to tire themselves out, and they'll soon settle down and let their daughter Mistress Rain have the sky all to herself again." Madame Dimbleby told the story of Lady Lightning and Master Thunder to all the orphans who came to live at Delphi Keep, to help them adjust to the turbulent weather that often visited their little patch of England. And it worked, if the seven sleeping boys behind Ian were any indication. But Ian wasn't fearful of the tempest outside. In fact, he'd never been afraid of any storm. Instead, he was fascinated by the brilliant light and the clapping thunder, and he loved storms at night best of all. Yet this squall brought a foreboding to him that he couldn't quite shake, and for some time he'd been less interested in what was happening in the night sky and more absorbed in watching the ground below.